Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Origins. Revised and updated 14 billion years of cosmic evolution is a popular science work by Donald Goldsmith and Neil deGrasse Tyson that presents the history of the universe as a connected sequence of physical, chemical, planetary, and biological developments. Rather than treating cosmology, astronomy, geology, and life science as separate fields, the book frames them as parts of one long account of origins, beginning with the Big Bang and extending through galaxies, stars, planets, Earth, and the conditions that made life possible. Written for general readers, it avoids technical formalism while preserving the logic of scientific explanation. The revised and updated edition reflects the continuing nature of discovery in astrophysics and planetary science, including improved observations of distant galaxies, Mars, and potentially habitable environments beyond Earth. Its purpose is not simply to summarize facts, but to show how evidence from many disciplines supports a cosmic perspective on human beginnings. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Big Bang as the starting point for a continuous history of origins. The book treats the Big Bang not as a remote abstraction, but as the beginning of a chain of events that eventually includes every later structure in the observable universe. Its account of cosmic evolution starts with the early universe, when matter, radiation, space, and time emerged in forms very different from anything familiar at human scales. From there, the authors explain how expansion, cooling, and gravity gradually made structure possible. This framing is important because it prevents the origin of Earth or life from appearing isolated. Galaxies, stars, and planets are presented as consequences of earlier cosmic conditions, not as disconnected phenomena. The reasoning is cumulative. If the universe had not expanded and cooled in a way that allowed matter to clump, there would be no galaxies. Without galaxies, no generations of stars. Without stars, no heavy elements or planetary systems. By placing familiar existence inside this larger sequence, the book changes the scale of origin questions. The central claim is not only that the universe is old, but that its age matters because complexity required long periods of physical transformation. Secondly, stars as engines that convert simple matter into the elements needed for planets and life. A major theme of origins is that stars are not merely luminous objects scattered through space, but the physical engines that make later complexity possible. The early universe produced mostly light elements, so the chemical richness required for rocky planets, oceans, atmospheres, and living organisms had to arise later. The book explains that stellar interiors and stellar depths are central to this transformation. Through nuclear fusion, stars build heavier elements, and through supernovae and related processes, those elements are dispersed into interstellar space. This idea gives a concrete scientific meaning to the common claim that human beings are made of star-formed material. It also links astrophysics directly to biology. Carbon, oxygen, nitrogen, iron, and other key elements did not simply exist in usable abundance from the beginning. They accumulated through multiple stellar generations before becoming part of planets such as Earth. The authors therefore use stellar evolution as a bridge between cosmic beginnings and terrestrial life. This is one of the strongest integrative moves in the book because it shows that chemistry, geology, and biology depend on a prior astronomical history. Thirdly, planet formation and the search for worlds where water and habitability may exist. The book extends cosmic evolution from stars to planetary systems, emphasizing how planets form from the leftover material surrounding young stars. This shift narrows the scale from galaxies and stellar populations to local environments where stable surfaces, atmospheres, and liquid water may arise. The discussion is especially significant because it connects the origin of Earth to a broader class of planetary possibilities. Earth is treated as a specific outcome of natural processes, rather than as the only meaningful stage for cosmic history. The authors draw attention to Mars exploration, the study of moons in the outer solar system, and the broader search for water beyond Earth. Water matters not because it guarantees life, but because it is closely tied to known biological chemistry, and therefore provides a practical guide for investigation. This topic also shows how planetary science depends on direct exploration, telescopic observation, and comparative reasoning. By studying Mars, icy moons, and other planetary environments, scientists test whether Earth-like conditions are rare, common, temporary, or repeated in different forms. Origins uses this inquiry to move from the history of our planet toward the wider question of habitability in the universe. Fourthly, life is a cosmic question rather than a purely biological accident. Origins approaches the emergence of life as part of the same cosmic story that produced galaxies, elements, and planets. The book does not reduce biology to astronomy, but it shows why biological origins cannot be separated from physical context. Life requires suitable elements, energy sources, chemical environments, and planetary stability, all of which depend on earlier stages of cosmic evolution. This perspective makes the origin of life a boundary problem involving chemistry, geology, planetary science, and biology. The authors are careful in the general popular science tradition to distinguish between what science has established and what remains unresolved. The existence of life on Earth is certain, but the precise pathway from non-living chemistry to living systems remains a major open question. The broader significance is that the search for life elsewhere must proceed by identifying conditions that resemble, differ from, or extend the conditions known on Earth. In this way, the book introduces exobiology and astrobiology without treating them as speculation alone. They become disciplined efforts to ask whether life is a local rarity or a possible recurring outcome in a chemically rich universe. Lastly, scientific knowledge as an evolving synthesis built from many kinds of evidence. A distinctive feature of the book is its emphasis on how scientific understanding changes as new instruments, missions, and observations become available. The revised and updated form of Origins matters because cosmic history is not a closed narrative frozen at the time of first publication. Images of distant galaxies, planetary missions, measurements of cosmic background radiation, studies of exoplanets, and observations of solar system bodies continually refine the account. The book presents science as a process of synthesis, rather than a collection of isolated discoveries. Cosmologists reconstruct the early universe from radiation and large-scale structure. Astronomers study star formation and stellar death. Planetary scientists examine worlds close to home. Biologists and chemists investigate the conditions under which life could arise. Each field contributes evidence at a different scale, and the strength of the narrative comes from their convergence. This approach also introduces an important limitation. A coherent cosmic story is not the same as complete certainty about every detail. Some stages are strongly supported, while others remain under active investigation. By showing this gradient of confidence, the book gives readers a realistic view of modern science as both explanatory and provisional. In conclusion, Origins, revised and updated, is best suited for readers who want a broad, scientifically grounded introduction to the universe without beginning in advanced mathematics or specialist terminology. It will appeal to readers interested in cosmology, astronomy, planetary science, astrobiology, and the deeper background of human existence. The practical intellectual benefit is a more connected understanding of science instead of learning about the Big Bang, stars, planets, and life as separate topics. Readers see how each stage depends on earlier conditions and creates possibilities for later ones. This makes the book especially useful for students, general science readers, and anyone preparing to read more technical works in cosmology or astrophysics. Compared with many popular science books that focus on one problem, such as black holes, time, or extraterrestrial life, Origins stands out for its wide chronological and disciplinary span. Its connection to the PBS Nova series also reflects its orientation toward clear public explanation. The book is not designed as a deeply mathematical treatment or a narrow research monograph. Its value lies in synthesis, accessibility, and scale. Goldsmith and Tyson present cosmic evolution as a coherent history that begins with the universe itself and leads, through many contingent but scientifically traceable stages, to the conditions under which life and self-awareness became possible. If you would like to support Donald Goldsmith, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.